Paper mills used to use mercury as a fungicide. The process was changed in the 1960s, but it left mercury in river sediments, especially behind hydroelectric dams. Gary Glass, a researcher at the University of Minnesota Duluth, ran tests above and below a series of dams in the St. Louis River, the largest U.S. tributary to Lake Superior. He found that the mercury had not been buried by clean sediment and was continuing to enter the food chain. The St. Louis River is a popular fishing spot, and health officials warn against eating too much mercury-tainted fish. Glass says the problem is probably the same all over the Great Lakes.
There are some 43 areas of concern, and the majority of those have got mercury as a problem, and many of those streams have dams associated with them.
To solve the problem, Glass is testing various substances that could bind with the mercury to make it inert and unable to enter the food chain. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Stephanie Hemphill in Duluth, Minnesota.